From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. China has surpassed Germany as the world's largest exporter after more than 17% surge in 2009. Critics in the U.S. and other nations have complained that China's export success was bolstered in part by subsidies that gave its exporters unfair advantage over foreign rivals. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Figures released by Chinese Customs on Sunday showed that China's exports last month rose 34%, the first year-on-year increase since November of 2008. Chinese imports, particularly of raw materials, grew even faster last month, shrinking China's trade surplus by more than a third year-on-year. Exporters benefited from China's $586 billion fiscal stimulus package, which helped them to overcome slumping global demand. Finance Minister Xie Xuren said Sunday that the fiscal stimulus spending would continue to be robust in 2010. Analysts point out that while China now exports more goods than Germany, many products are simply processed or assembled in China by foreign firms. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A British correspondent has been killed in Afghanistan, making him the 18th journalist killed in that country since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. Larry Miller has details from London.
Rupert Hamer, the defense correspondent for the Sunday Mirror newspaper, was killed along with a U.S. Marine and an Afghan soldier when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Helmand Province. Hamer died at the scene. Photographer Philip Coburn and four U.S. Marines were seriously injured. The two journalists were embedded with the Marines. British Defense Secretary Bob Ainsworth said he knew the men well and was impressed by their hard work and professionalism. A colleague said the 39-year-old Hamer got on with the job and died where he would have wanted to be, right at the front. He leaves a wife and three small children. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Africa Cup of Nations is underway in Angola, while the soccer team from Togo is preparing to return home after Friday's attack on their bus. The games began with a moment of silence to remember the three killed in last week's ambush. The BBC's Alex Capstick has more from Angola.
It's been a difficult build-up to the tournament. Some have suggested it should not have gone ahead after the gun attack on the Togo team bus. But the organisers thought otherwise, and the Angolan people have come to this futuristic-looking stadium on the outskirts of Luanda to party. They started arriving 7 hours before kick-off. The Angolan president, José Eduardo dos Santos, is among the crowd. There's a small section of Mali fans, but most supporters here are hoping the host nation can make it a winning start. For the next few hours at least, the focus of the African Cup of Nations will be on the football.
That's the BBC's Alex Capstick reporting from Angola. From Washington, this is NPR News. Officials in Northern California say there were minor injuries and light property damage following a 6.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday afternoon off the Pacific coast. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has details.
The town of Ferndale, 260 miles north of San Francisco, is the community closest to the epicenter. Police Department spokeswoman Lindsay Frank says the ground shook for about 10 seconds, but there were no reported injuries and damage was limited.
It's just a bunch of superficial damage to the outside of buildings and inside, items being knocked off shelves, walls, cupboards coming open.
20 miles north in the city of Eureka, there were reports of minor injuries and moderate property damage. Utility crews worked throughout the night in an effort to restore power to 25,000 residents in Humboldt County. Shortly after the quake occurred, officials assured the public there was no threat of a tsunami. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The Republican Party chairman is calling on Democratic Senator Harry Reid to give up his position as majority leader. On Fox News Sunday, GOP Chairman Michael Steele criticizes Reid for racially insulting remarks made about President Obama during the 2008 presidential campaign. According to a new book, Reid described Mr. Obama as a light-skinned African-American with, quote, no Negro dialect. President Obama says he has accepted Reid's apology. NBC is sending late-night host Jay Leno back to his old time slot after some local affiliates threatened to drop the comedian's new show. The network's chief entertainment executive, Jeff Gaspin, said today the drumbeat started getting louder to move Leno, whose ratings tanked at 10 p.m. and cost affiliates major ad revenues. This is NPR News.